good morning. It is a good morning.
It is.
It is a beautiful day out there. Do you feel like a little nip in the air today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fall feels good. Feels good. Father, we thank you so much for loving us. Guide us into your truth, into your ways. May we walk with your spirit always. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm just going to continue right on. Because we were talking about the new covenant, the blood of the new covenant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about journaling, remembering. You know what journaling is? It's remembering.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's our way of remembering. Back then, they
That's
didn't
good,
journal.
Right?
Yeah.
That's really good.
The Holy Spirit. It's not me, it's the Holy Spirit. But
Holy
remembering.
Spirit, that's good.
Thank you. Remembering is what they did. And since they didn't journal, okay, they didn't write it down, they had to put it in their minds. They had to think about it. Mm-hmm. And the way you remember something is to hear it repeatedly. Hear it repeatedly. That's what they did back then, okay? So Jesus did a lot of repeat teaching.
Yeah.
A lot of repeating what he had said, all right? So we want to look at the new covenant. Because that's what we've been looking at, John 14, 15, and 16, and even 17. He's talking about the new covenant, all right? So what I want to talk to you today is contracts.
Contracts.
Contracts. You know, when you make a contract for a builder to build a house, mm-hmm. what you say, the contract includes two things, right? What he's going to do for you, mm-hmm. and if he does it, what you will do for him.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to build you a house, right? And if he does it, then you're going to pay him the money. Mm-hmm. Okay? We go into contracts all the time, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
When you go into a restaurant, sit down to eat, all right? If it's a sit-down restaurant, the order, the waitress comes and takes your order. It's an implied contract.
Yes.
Okay? It's implied that if you bring me the food that I ordered, then I will pay you the money.
And I will reward you for your services.
Exactly. I will reward you for your services. Very good. So we are contract people. We're always doing contracts, whether they're written down or whether they're, you know, fixed up by a lawyer or not. You know, some contracts are. When you mortgage your house, that's a contract, all right? And so we understand contracts. We understand the implied contract, right?
Yeah.
We do things, even with our children. If you will take out the trash, then I will da-da-da, take you to the ball game or something.
And with
something.
The banks, if you take my money, I'll trust you and you'll take care of it.
There you go.
Take care of it.
There you go.
Have a checking account, savings account.
They're implied contracts, right?
You sign that one.
Yeah, but some of them are written down. Some of them you want to be written down,
yeah.
And some of them you want to, you know, keep records. But we are contract people, all right? We're used to thinking in terms of contracts, all right? So the covenant in the Old Testament was a type of contract. It was a type of contract, and I want you to look and to see what this covenant, right? The new blood of the covenant, the new covenant, right? Jesus says, this is the, you know what you say, when we drink the wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you drink that cup, what did Jesus say about it? This is the what?
New covenant.
This is the blood of the
new
covenant, right? That means there must have been an
old
covenant, all right? So he's cutting a new covenant.
Amen.
The old covenant has been fulfilled. The old contract has been fulfilled, starting up a new covenant.
Yes.
But all covenants have terms. All contracts have terms, right? These are the terms. Ding, 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 ding. We'll list them out, right? They're called paragraphs, you know? And so we need to pay attention to all the terms
mm-hmm.
of the contract, right? Read all the fine print, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But you have to pay attention to the terms. So we're going to be looking at this a little bit, and I want you to understand that the way Jesus taught, all right? And this is an understanding I just got, okay? So this is new to me. So we're going to work through this together, all right? So in John 14, we're looking at verses 21, 22, 23, 24. And I'll just read, those. John 14, verse 21. We'll start verse 21. We'll just read four verses. And we're going to look at some terms of the new covenant, the new contract. Actually, they're not quite the same thing, but they're very close, very close. It's a legal document, if you will. So it says in verse 21, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. And then Judas, not Iscariot Judas, but the other Judas, that was a disciple, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode or our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Okay, now, I know I've read this very often, and it never jumped out at me that this was terms of a contract. Terms of the new covenant. It never occurred to me until just recently, this week. And so, as I was looking at this, I'm going, wow, okay. One of the things that jumped out at me, I saw, was the word keep. So if you look at verse 21, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, all right? You can circle that word keep. And then if you come down to verse 23, you can find that word keep again. In verse 24, that word keep again. And it occurred to me, you know, it might be important for me to know what that word keep means. Right?
Does it mean treasure?
Treasure. Oh, that's a good way of looking at it. That's a good way of looking at it.
Wow.
To keep something is to protect it, to guard it.
Yeah.
All right? So it kind of goes back to what you were saying, Thurston.
Amen.
All right? You were saying you got to reject the darkness.
Yeah.
You got to reject Satan. You got to reject the lies. You got to reject the deception in order to keep Jesus' word.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you've got to guard the word that you hear from those lies and those deceptions.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to guard that word.
Yeah.
You've got to treasure it, as Mary said. You've got to treasure that, because what do you do with the treasure? You
keep it in a
you
place.
Put it in a safe place.
Right.
You guard it, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to guard that word. You want to guard.
Say that again.
When you get a revelation from God, you need to guard it. You need to protect it. You need to reject the lies, right? So that when the Holy Spirit speaks, he speaks truth. Well, when he speaks truth, you know what? Satan's over here with a lie that he's trying to counter it with. All right? So you got to be on the ball. And when you hear that truth, That's the Holy Spirit. Wow, I didn't know that. That was the Holy Spirit. You know, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to watch out, because something's coming against it.
So we're in a warfare, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. We are definitely in a warfare. But it's not a battle where you take a shotgun or a sword, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a battleground where in your mind. You got to be on the ball in your mind. Look out for deception. Look out for lies. Okay? So let's go into the contract part of this. So that's what keep means, all right? He uses keep, like I say, three times in here, in this contract, in these terms, okay? So let's look at the first term, and I'm gonna write down something here so you can see it. guess they finished this. But often you'll find in a contract the terms are written, like this. If you do something, then you will receive this. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. We have, you know, contracts. It's always if you do something, then you receive it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Or you fulfill something and then you get a reward. Or if you do this, then this will happen. Okay.
One of my bike contracts, if I keep a certain amount of money in there, then I don't pay them nothing.
Okay. If you keep your money above a certain amount, you will not have to pay a fee or something like this. Right?
Check fees and stuff.
We're used to this, right? This is not new to anybody, right? Everybody's familiar with this sort of thing. So let's see what he's got here in John 14. Okay? He's got if.
Up above the snack line.
If you have my commandments and keep them, then you love me. Right? Now he didn't use the exact same English words, all right? But this is what he said. And then he goes on, he says, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. Right? So then he goes on, he says, if you love me, you'll be loved by my Father.
Amen. That sounds more like a contract than the first one.
Yeah.
I never saw it as a contract either until you pointed it out. That's right.
Mitten's wheels are turning.
And he goes on and says, and I will love you and will manifest myself to you.
That's my kitten.
That's fine. I understand.
So this is one of the terms, all right? Now let's look at verse 23. All right? So this is another term of the contract. Another clause, if you will. If you use a legal term here, they use legal terms. He says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. That's another part of the contract. And my Father will love him, and we will come into him and make our home with him. So this has got several things that happen, if that is true, right? And I won't write them all down, but you will keep my word. My Father will love him. We will come to him. We will make our home with him. There's four different things come out of this. Four different things that he will do. All right? And then to verse 24, we have another term of the contract. Okay, so it says, whoever does not love me, what happens? Does not keep my words.
Contract again.
He's letting them know that it's not his word but the Father's word.
Yeah.
Right. Define contract. It's a contract is a legal agreement between two parties. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Which defines the responsibilities of each party. Mm-hmm. All right. In regards to some purpose, I guess, to be as general as I can, okay? Some purpose, whether it's building a house or building a building or selling something together or this sort of thing.
But that first one is not, it only includes you. It doesn't, you, if you, then you.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So that's a good point. All right. This is a, you might say this is a deduction. But he's defining, he's saying, you want to know what loving me is? I'll tell you what loving me is. This is what loving me is.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you want to love, you know, keeping my commandments, having my commandments and keeping them, guarding them. That's what I call love. Jesus says, that's what I call love. All right? He says, if you do these things, then I will say that you love me. Okay?
Contracts also is a fee for service, and there is an exchange. We got the Holy Spirit. We got His holiness for our holiness.
Yes. Yes. Good point. Good point. So, sometimes contracts spell out what happens if the terms are not fulfilled.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So here, he says, this is what happens if it's not fulfilled. If you don't love me, mm-hmm. you're not going to keep my words, my commands. Okay? So again, this is kind of like a statement, you know, that you pointed out. But you can also say, look, this is the way I'm defining.
But it's true.
Yeah, this is the way I'm defining love, okay? Because a lot of contracts define terms, don't they?
Yeah.
Right? Contracts will have pages and pages at the beginning just defining terms.
Yeah.
Look at your automobile policy. You know, automobile insurance policy. You know, there's a bunch of let's define some terms first here, you know. So.
It's a progressive agreement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, they always have penalties.
There's penalties, exactly. In other words, if you do it, then you get something. If you don't do it, you don't get something. Okay. In this case, Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Mm-hmm. Well, this is why. this is it. It's implied in his answer. If you don't love me, you're not going to keep my words. And I'm not going to manifest myself to you. I'm not going to come to you, make my home with you, and all these things. Right? So that's a good point, Deborah. I'm glad you brought that out. There's a penalty. Yeah.
The penalty is death.
Yeah. So what I wanted to do is to point out to you something that's kind of overwhelmed me as I got to studying this, is just how much of this contract language Jesus was talking in John 14. Okay? Now, I'm not trying to make this all be legal and all that stuff, you know, but I just want you to see how this plays out. And it all plays out with this if, then. If this is true, then this is what's going to be the result. Okay? In science, they call it cause and effect. Okay? But in the legal world, they call it something different, though. I'm not up on the legal world. But here's a little handout.
Can I say that this makes sense to me only if I consider the whole thing a contract, not just individual contracts.
Yeah, these are terms of one contract. This is one new covenant. This is all one covenant. This is not a bunch of separate covenant. One covenant in His blood. Okay, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that out. This is all together. It's all together. It's all together.
That if is a big little word, isn't it?
That if is the biggest little word you've ever seen, isn't it? It's the biggest little word you've ever seen.
The end of that. And after he says all this, guess who keeps it? But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever is said unto you. So exactly. Actually, the covenants between Jesus and God And our spiritual part is in there partaking. It's the natural that we have to let the spirit out to do those things.
Exactly.
It's already been done in the spirit. Jesus has taken care of the new, old covenant. It's completely fulfilled. And he takes care of the new covenant because that's who the covenant's between. It's between God and Jesus, and we're in him. But we do have a flesh and a natural part of us that we need that to keep us on.
Yes. If you'll notice, what I handed you out was a table. And it's got the verse number on the left. It's got the if in there. It's got the condition and then a conclusion. I use condition and conclusion. You can stick in whatever word you want. But if this condition is met, then the conclusion or the payoff or whatever, that comes next, okay? So if the condition is met, then you can get a certain conclusion, all right? One way of looking at it. And so I just made a list here of the verses in John 14. Probably didn't do them all. I did some of them.
One that we need to remember too is that if you do this, I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
Exactly.
To me, that's the biggest, strongest thing I get out of that.
Yes.
When you follow God, he will manifest himself.
Yes. And if you look at those verses, he starts off by saying, I will manifest myself to you, right? And then he goes back in when he reverses it, okay? Then, I will love you, my Father will love you, we will both come to you, and we will live with you.
You got it in the moment, I can see it, so you did
have it. Yeah, we will come to you, and we will live with you. And that was such a comfort to me. I remember when I first discovered that. That was such a comfort to me.
Yes.
You know, if I obey his commandments, that's the way I can show God I love him.
Glory. Say that again.
If I obey God's commandments, that's the way I can show that I love him.
Yeah.
Because with our own kids, when they obey us.
Yeah. You know? And so that to me was a great comfort.
Amen.
How can I show God that I love him?
Yeah.
What can I give him that he doesn't have already? You know? I mean, it's like, and I thought, oh. I can.
God makes you want to do something.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Woo, glory.
God has always given to me so much.
Yes, amen.
What in the world can I give back to him that would, you know, do anything for him? You know, and so this verse really comforted me. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, Deborah. Amen.
Last year, Pastor made a proposal to our prophetic utterance. Do you remember when he said this is a year of acceleration?
Yeah.
I dealt, you know, I spent most of my career dealing with contracts, with leases. In a lease, there is an acceleration clause. And what that acceleration clause says, if you stop paying your rent, every dollar you owe from that point to the end of the contract, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 20, is due and payable at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the legal world has a lot of different things like that they stick in contracts. You got to watch out for.
We all paid it once. Jesus went to the cross, went to hell for us. It's all taken care of.
But we have payments due us, you know, if this is not done. And the acceleration, I think when he was talking about acceleration, the way I heard it, thinking about that, what Satan owes you is due and payable.
Ooh, that's good. Amen.
Amen.
And don't leave your stuff. Go get your stuff.
Yes, amen. We need it, don't we?
Get your family back. Get your stuff back. If he says it's a year of acceleration, in legal terms, that's what it means. It's all due and payable right now.
Right now.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Okay, well, we're almost out of time here. Let me just say a couple more things, and then we'll finish up here. Go ahead and keep this, read through here. You can add at the bottom, I got some blank spaces you can put in if you see some extra things. On the back of that page, I've got the same sort of thing for John chapter 15, but it's all blank.
We're going to do it next week?
So, no, y'all can do it this week. Y'all can take that home with you. You can fill that out, okay? And, you know, see if you see any... of the same kind of language.
Okay.
All right? I think you will. That's why I put several blanks in there. And in fact, I gave you a little hint. If you notice, I gave you several verses where you can find those. Everything's blank except the verse column. But there's other, that doesn't mean there's not other verses that you can find things in. All right?
Okay.
In fact, I found two of them in verse 20. If you'll notice, there, it's got 20 down there twice. So.
Oh, good.
I found two of them there. But anyway, it's something that will help you remember the words, and remembering them is protecting them, guarding them. Okay? All right, let's pray and we'll have our breakfast. Father, we thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for giving us your words. Thank you for that you are a covenant member who is faithful, who is sure, who is loyal. You are loyal to the covenant that you made. And we thank you for that, Father. You are an extravagantly generous Heavenly Father. You give us so much. Let us always be quick to obey you and to keep your commandments, Father, to show you that we love you. Thank you, Father. Be with us today. Bless the food. Bless those who prepared it for us. We rejoice in your love. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah, I'm on it right now. 14, 15 right here.